I'd like to start off this morning's homily with some free association. When I say Easter, what words, phrases, concepts, things come to mind? Anybody?
Sunday, resurrection.
Risen. Life.
Death.
Joy. No one said the book of Revelation. What comes to mind when you hear book of Revelation? Anybody?
The end.
Anything else? Maybe Armageddon, Left Behind series, violence, death. Not very Easter, is it? Well, the poor book of Revelation has been getting a bad rap for most of the history of the Christian faith. Indeed, luminaries such as Augustine and Luther questioned its inclusion in the canon. But here it is. And it's a good thing, because this book, this concluding chapter of the story of the people of God as recounted in Christian scripture, is a message of hope and of possibility. And indeed, in today's lesson, in those few short verses that Biff just read us that come from the first chapter, we are given the key to unlock Revelation and to begin to understand that message. And to begin to appreciate why this is something for us to hear during Eastertide. You notice there was a greeting to start it off. This was a letter. John of Patmos wrote this to the churches of Asia Minor, what is now Western Turkey, to small, struggling communities that were experiencing persecution. About two generations after Jesus' death and resurrection. And there they were, looked upon with suspicion by the Roman authorities and their pagan neighbors. They knew that Jesus was risen. They'd heard the gospel. But they were wondering, if this is so, if this is true, then why are we suffering? What is going on here? And so John wrote this letter to explain to them how God's plan was unfolding. And right here at the very beginning in these verses, he makes some bold affirmations about the nature of God. God is the one who was and who is to come. Our God is eternal. Make no mistake. And the form of this name, who was and who is to come, is meant to echo the name that God used in his own self-revelation in Exodus. I am who I am. God is being. God is what underlies everything, and God is the purpose of all. And then John continues to talk about Jesus. He was the one who was the martyr, the witness for God, and he was the firstborn of the dead. In him, the resurrection promise has come true, and he will be Lord over all. All the kings of the earth, including Caesar, will acknowledge him. You notice there is a dynamic at work here. It's a process. Something is being built. The Christian story is a construction site. And there's still building going on. We shouldn't think of Easter as one point in time, John wants his hearers to know. The resurrection wasn't an isolated moment, something to be consigned to the past. But it was something that was happening in the present and would continue into the future. Easter was never meant to be the punctuation mark at the end of a sentence, but instead was the beginning of a new chapter in and the story of God's new creation. And so John shares these words, his encouragement, with confidence and excitement and enthusiasm. All are going to recognize God, even those who persecuted him. During this Eastertide, as we hear these words from Revelation, some of us might be living in the Easter moment, bathing in the warm glow of the resurrection, still hearing all of the hymns, feeling the enthusiasm, the excitement of Easter Sunday. But there are others who may still be in Holy Saturday or even Good Friday. As a community, as individuals, we have our challenges. We look at the world around us and we hear of dictators threatening to use nuclear weapons. We see poverty and illness, anxieties about the economy. Where is Easter, we may ask? We even look out the windows today. Last Sunday, the sky was blue, the sun was shining, the temperatures were rising. It is gray and it is cold. Where is Easter? The people to whom John wrote asked that very same question. And John wanted them to know, just as he would want you and me to know, Easter is here. Don't doubt it. It's unfolding. Light has overwhelmed the darkness. Hope has overcome despair. Life has defeated death. But the forces and powers of darkness are not going to go quietly. And they're going to fight, and they're going to scrape, and they're going to hold on. But don't let them fool you, John would have us know. Because God is in charge. Always has been, is now, and always will be. This is indeed a text for Easter, and a text for this Eastertide, one for us to hold on to and to embrace. The hope and the goal and the aim of Revelation is that we can join with John in saying with confidence, God is indeed the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the source of all being and the purpose of all creation. We can say with confidence, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Alleluia, alleluia, amen.